Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Welcome into The View from Wayne America on Big Red Country, KTCH 1049, the city KCTY 989-1590, and WayneDailyNews.com. We're joined today by Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts here. Governor, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for having me on, Aaron.
Well, of course, Governor, I know it's been a while since we last talked on the radio. I know you've been in Wayne before as well. We kind of got a visit there also, but we'll be previewing your stop to Norfolk for the town hall for the Stop 30 by 30 series, and then, of course, talking about the end of the legislature as well. But kind of let's start with what your office has been up to lately and kind of how's it been going in the great state of Nebraska.
Well, things are going very well with the legislative session. They really had a historic session. They did a great job as they worked to control spending. We kept the growth of the budget to 2.4%, and that really is in line with all four biennial budgets now that I passed with the legislature has kept the average growth rate on an annual basis less than 2.5%. So great work there, but what was really historic is what the legislature did with regard to tax relief. Over $1.8 billion in tax relief to Nebraskans over the next 2 years, and that's the greatest amount of tax relief any legislature has delivered in at least a quarter century, and likely the largest amount in the history of the state of Nebraska. It represents an average of 18.5% of our state budget going to tax relief over the next 2 years. And the vast majority of that tax relief is going to property tax relief, $1.7 billion. So that includes $433 million in each of the next 2 years through our new refundable income tax credit that we passed, and then also increasing the property tax credit relief fund as well as the homestead exemption. So great news for property taxpayers, but we also passed veterans tax relief. Social Security tax relief is going to cut Social Security taxes by about half over the next few years. Truth in taxation, so that when your taxes go up, your local property taxes go up, local government will have to send you a notice letting them know if it increases by more than 2%. And while doing all that, we also were able to pass our broadband expansion, $20 million in each of the next 2 years, public safety, Second Amendment protections. We did military spouse licensing reform to help those active duty spouses to be able to get their teacher's license, healthcare workers, make it easier for them. K-12 education expansion, a record amount for K-12 education. Career scholarship expansion, more money for scholarships for our young people. Helping out private schools more, pro-life bill. And then one of the things that the most popular thing I did as governor during the pandemic was allow for carryout alcohol. And the legislature has now made that permanent as well. So just great work by the legislature this past session, and really what is truly a historic session.
And like you talked about, a very busy, like you said, session there for the legislative session, but you've also been busy with the press briefings I know you've had during the pandemic as well. I was able to watch those online, but kind of talk about the importance of those events, still being able to push a lot of information out and recognize a lot of people to Nebraskans.
Yeah, so obviously during the pandemic, we did a lot of work to communicate with folks with regard to the pandemic. And really now where we're at is just educating people and communicating about the vaccines. We really want people to get vaccinated. It is something that will help protect you and your families. It is one of the reasons why our hospitalizations are at the lowest level since we've been keeping track with regard to coronavirus patients, why we've seen the spread really decrease. And we know vaccines work. We've got a long-term care facility where we had an outbreak and they tested all the residents and 23 tested positive and 21 had no symptoms whatsoever. So we know, and the other two had very mild symptoms. So we know the vaccines work. So we really want people to get those vaccines, especially if you're in that older category. 94% of our deaths occurred in people who were 84% of our deaths occurred in people who are 55 years or older. So we really want folks in that older category to get that vaccine. And so that's part of our communications that we're doing. And then another thing that we're doing is talking about, to change gears a little bit, is really something going on at the federal level, which is the Biden administration's 30 by 30 land grab, which is a plan to put 30% of our lands and waters into permanent natural conservation by the year 2030, which is only 9 years away. So we're doing town halls across the state. On Thursday, June 3rd, we'll be in Clay Center from 9:30 to 10:30. Be in Norfolk on Thursday, June 3rd as well, from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Johnny Carson Theater. I'm going to be in Wahoo on Monday, June 7th at the fairgrounds in Saunders County Fairgrounds from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. And then in Broken Bow from 1 to 2 p.m. on Monday, June 7th at the One Box Convention Center. So really trying to educate people about the dangers of this 30 by 30 plan and how it will impact us here in the state. 97% of Nebraska is privately owned. And so our question to the Biden administration is, are you going to confiscate land to get to 30%? Certainly, at the end of the day, what this all means is an increase in property taxes for the people whose land is not being restricted in this way. And so we're really asking the Biden administration for more information on this.
Again, we're talking with Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts here on The View from Wayne America. And, of course, Governor, leading right into the your Stop 30 by 30 series, of course, that was set by the Biden administration. You kind of talked about what this is about. But for our listeners that are going to be coming out to these several events that you'll be hosting here as well, what can they expect to be happening during these events?
Yeah, so we're going to have a couple of speakers, including myself. We're going to talk about the origins of this plan, where it came from, and what it means. So, for example, if you look at where we are right now, about 12% of the U.S. is in that permanent natural conservation, or about 289 million acres, according to National Geographic. To reach 30%, you'd have to add on another 440 million acres to get to 729 million acres, which would be 30%. And again, in states like Nebraska, where 97% of the land is privately owned, the only way to get there is by confiscating land from people. Or there might be ways that they do it by changing CRP contracts to require more environmental regulation. Permanent conservation easements are another way that it may happen. So we need county boards to be on guard for that when they're considering approving that and other zoning sorts of things. So we're going to be talking about some of that. And at the end of the day, you know, it's really, this is a federal power grab, because as well as a land grab. And we don't need their help. If you look at Nebraska, we've done a great job here. Our farmers and ranchers were original conservationists. They wanted to pass on that family farmer ranch, so they took care of the land and the water. Nobody cares more about our land, our water quality, our air quality than we do here in Nebraska. Our ranchers, for example, have been a part of a national effort to contribute 66% more beef production while helping the U.S. cattle industry reduce its carbon footprint by 40%. Our Ogallala Aquifer here in the state, because of the regulation that we have done, the conservation we've done here in the state, is the Ogallala Aquifer is within 1 foot of where it was in the 1950s. And U.S. News and World Report just ranked Nebraska as the sixth best state in the nation for natural environment, while Delaware, the president's home state, is the sixth worst. So to me, that says we do a great job here in Nebraska. The president should just focus on his own home state, maybe get that house in order first before he goes around trying to tell other people what to do. We don't need their help.
And, of course, Governor, you talked about earlier the highlights from this past legislative session. Kind of now talk about what's next for the legislature.
Well, one of the things that the legislature still needs to take up is controlling the growth of those local property taxes. We had proposed capping that growth at 3% a year. And as I mentioned, the biennial budgets I've worked on with the legislature has kept that growth at less than 2.5%. So it's very doable. If we can do it, the state, local governments can do it as well. And remember those, and if you look at what's happened over the last 10 years, those local governments, which are the only people who collect property taxes, have increased those property tax askings by 4.3% a year on average. Now, that may not sound like much, but when you compound that year after year for 10 years, that leads to a nearly 52% increase in property taxes, while inflation grew at just 18.7% and incomes grew at 48%. So what you're saying is that property taxes have been growing faster over the last 10 years than both income or inflation, and that's why people are mad, and that's why we really need the legislature to act to constrain that, how fast those local property taxes are going up, to make sure that the property tax relief we're providing is going into people's pockets and not in just more local government spending.
And, of course, I know you'll be busy on the road with your Stop 30 by 30 series. Of course, the Town Hall in Norfolk on Thursday, June 3rd, starting at 1 p.m. from the Johnny Carson Theater. Governor, what else will your office continually be working on now?
Well, we've got the 30 by 30 plan is something we're going to be talking about all summer to really educate people. We want counties to pass resolutions opposing it, to be on guard about this. And we really need local folks to be watching out for this, because this is, again, something that's going to happen in our own backyards here. It's not going to be in faraway D.C. So we need to be on guard against it here. So we'll be working to really alert people to that. And then, of course, there'll be a lot of other efforts that we got going on, of course, across the summer, one of which getting ready for the legislature to come back in special session in September to do redistricting, to set up the legislative districts for the next 10 years. So that will be another major project that we've got coming on. But, of course, we've got a lot more work to do here with regard to that. We want to get back to normal now and get back to growing the state, attracting jobs here to our state so that everybody has a chance to enjoy the good life here in Nebraska.
Well, Governor, of course, those are the main questions I had for you. Anything else you'd like to add moving forward now?
Nope, I think we covered it all, Aaron. Again, just remind people we'll be at the Johnny Carson Center from 1 to 2 p.m. on Thursday, June 3rd. So please come out and hear more about the 30 by 30 plan. You can also get more information about that at my website, governor.nebraska.gov.
Well, Governor, again, thank you for joining us here on The View from Wayne America, and look forward to talking to you very soon.
All right, great. Hey, thanks a lot, Aaron. I appreciate you having me on.
Again, that was Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts joining us here on The View from Wayne America.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.